This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Scally.
And this is Mess Magnets. We're kind of back, baby. So obviously Sasha's not here. If you didn't listen to last week, we did a little swapsies where I took last week off and she's off this week. She is off exploring Japan. So obviously she doesn't have time for us. But that's okay, because we have a really great sub. Brian Scally is here. Scally, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here podcasting with you. And anytime I get to try on Sasha's shoes for an hour is a great time. Just trying to be like her. And so getting a little bit closer right now. And that's always a good time.
If you want to be like Sasha, you have to catch flights.
Yeah, aspirational. Not necessarily in practice.
100%. You and me both. So we are going to talk about just some kind of honestly quick bite-ish stories this week. Not that much has happened. It's okay.
Celebrities have taken the week off. They're all doing their holidays just like us. Oh, they're so normal. But that means less mess for everyone else.
But you know what? We've found some mess and I think that we'll have fun talking about it. I think people have fun listening to us talk about it. So I think it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. One more note up top. Our Oops All Anonymous is coming soon. Our guest has confirmed that they're going to join us and it's worth the wait, y'all. This is going to be such a fun episode. So if you have Anonymous, submit it, tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We haven't fully compiled that episode yet. So if you have something really juicy, you could get in and our guest is top tier. It's totally worth it. And one other thing, we did receive one 5-star review since last week. So Carolyn 22 says, new listener, the podcast I didn't know I needed in my life, the best way to be able to talk to my adult kids. Now I have a clue who they are laughing about, which I thought was so sweet.
That's amazing. I love that. Look, everyone sharing this podcast as a gift for the holidays. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, super sweet. So yeah, share it with your friends. If you're at home or somewhere else, you know, you could take people's phones. You could rate it 5 stars. It would be really sweet if we could get to that 400 review mark. Like 372.
See? Just do it. Play it out loud while you're unwrapping gifts. Obviously, you know, maybe past for some people, but get everyone addicted. That's the move.
That's absolutely the move. And so I guess without further ado, we might as well just hop into it, hey?
Oh, please. What's up first?
Okay, so this first one is one that we have absolutely no evidence that it's real, but Perfect. It has been making, this has been making me laugh for days. So just again, I've thought this is completely alleged, possibly fictional. Okay. But on, I think it was on Christmas Day itself, I started seeing all of these tweets and memes about Paul Mezcal. Okay. Basically him like running away from hookups, like people using Tom Cruise memes, that kind of thing. And I was like, what is going on here? And so here's the rumor. So I guess the first thing that came up is that apparently Mezcal has been asking people in North London to have threesomes with him.
Solid.
Which is fine. Good for you. If everyone's consenting, that's great. Have fun. Let your freak leg fly. But then there's more. So I guess he's also having lots of one night stands since he's been single. Again, totally fine.
Sure.
But here's where it gets ridiculous. So I guess, allegedly, Paul Mezcal will have a one night stand. And you know, sometimes it's awkward in the morning. You can't get the person to leave, that kind of thing. So allegedly he goes, hey, let's go for a walk. And then he will walk the person to like the middle of a park. And then just turn around and run away.
You know what? I'm normally against ghosting. I think very mature. Just have the conversation. I think I approve of this. I think this is funny.
This is the funniest thing I've read. And there's no evidence of this. I think people have just seen him running during the day recently. Like he's out in his running shorts and they're like, oh, he must be running from a hookup. Like I can't find anything online to indicate that there is substantiation to this rumor.
So if you hook up with Paul, you got to be like, no, don't wear your running sneakers to our walk in the park. Put on the boots. We got to slow you down.
Like, oh, no, it's such a nice day. You should put on your sandals. Get yes. the dogs out.
Let me suit up in my like spandex, like start. Give me a stretch before the walk.
Like, oh, I thought we were just going for a walk. Why are you in a full tracksuit with your runners on?
It's always his post-coitus outfit, a full tracksuit.
Yeah, that's just normal. He wears the little running shorts is what all of the pictures online are. And listen, he looks great doing it. If this is, you know, how he chooses to live his life, we're not judging. I'm just laughing so hard.
Do what I would find really hilarious, though. I mean, you mentioned the alleged threesomes. And so now I'm picturing him like, let's all go on a group walk in the park. And then he runs away and just leaves them standing there together.
Oh my God. And what if the other two fell in love?
Oh, what a beat you.
What if they bonded over being left in the park by Paul Mezcal?
How did you and mom and meet?
Well,
let me tell the story.
I don't even think you could tell the full. You'd be like, well, we met this really handsome but mean man.
One for the ages.
Oh my God. Can you think of any other celeb rumors that are just so ridiculous? I feel like this is winning for me.
I feel like on the other end, like, you know, obviously the post hookup like etiquette, you think of the rumors of Derek Jeter sending his one night stands away with a gift basket and like signed merch. So I mean, about that. This is the total end of the spectrum. And I feel like this one is honestly less cringy.
I would like if I I'm like me thinking back to like being a single person. I like if I went on a date with someone and then I'm sitting down at brunch the next morning to like share my date experience with my friends, I feel like I would so much rather be like, and then he ran away.
No,
then like, oh, and then he gave me a basket with an autograph.
I'd be like, I don't like chocolate covered almonds. Who wants them?
Well, I mean, yes, that too. But I just feel like that's like you give away the items in the gift basket and then you probably don't talk about that very much again. Whereas if someone runs away from you,
I don't know.
Oh, that's for the ages. Like that's like, okay, runaway bride.
I'm putting that signed baseball on the shelf. Let me tell you the story of how I got that one, kids.
Oh, God. I feel like you want to tell your kids just the worst stories. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know if
I'm looking to tell them, but the theoretical.
But yeah, that's okay. I can't get over this. I would love, like, if anyone has seen any of these posts of Paul Mescal in his running shorts, or the like James Bond or like Mission Impossible memes. Like they're a treat. You should definitely go look them up. A website called pedestrian.tv posted like a compilation of the memes. That's really funny.
It's so funny. No, I definitely think this is a great rumor. And I want more fun rumors like this, honestly, because they're pretty harmless in the grand scheme of thing. Even if they're not true, it's just funny.
It's better if it's not. Maybe not. I don't know. It's just funny. I was sitting there, I think on Christmas morning, just looking at my phone, like, what's going on? I need the info.
Oh, yes. See, now I want the follow-up. I can't wait to tune back in and hear when this gets proven correct.
I'm like, listen, we have footage, drone footage of Paul Mescal running away from a strange woman in a park.
Well, the guest for Oops All Anonymous actually is one of the women.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Pictured standing in the park.
I would literally die. Yeah. If anyone listening has been run from by Paul Mescal, please write into us.
Or you get a story that's like, so there's this guy named Schmall and we were in a park together.
It's like I hooked up with a semi-famous actor, foreign actor. Afterwards, we went for a walk. When I bent down to tie my shoe, I looked up and he was 50 feet away.
Oh, sad that he's only getting semi-famous on this blind, but you know.
I mean, I don't like, he's been in a couple of things, but I think for US audience, he's not like A-list.
Minimum at B-plus list, but you think he's throwing probably an A-.
I don't know.
Let's catch you up.
I guess he's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
I think a lot of people haven't watched like his stuff. Like, I don't know. I think a lot of people, they would see him on the street and they wouldn't know a thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
I think that he's on the up and coming though. Like, I think he's only getting more famous.
Yeah, I think we'll look back at this in 2025 and be like, how could we call him semi-famous?
Yeah, then I'll reevaluate as I see fit. It's fine.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, I think that's enough on this. Like, he's a runner. He's a track star, you know? Like, damn. Okay. So Amanda Bynes has been active on social media lately, which is troubling, but also exciting.
Amanda. Yeah. Whenever I see her pop up, I get more anxious than anything.
I'm always like, I feel like when I'm not hearing anything from her, she's probably doing okay.
Yes.
But she doesn't seem to be doing that badly right now either. Like,
yeah,
she's not.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
she's a troubled woman.
Yeah, there have been just like a number of social media postings that have been more concerning. So, I mean, it's not a great position, to be honest, that it seems like she's in, especially like the progression of Instagram reels that are mostly being posted, but not quite the level that we've seen in the past.
If she's not throwing her bong out of a second story window and asking Drake to murder her vagina, I'm like less worried, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when that's the bar that we have to clear. That's,
yeah. And you know what? I really just wish for happiness and peace for Amanda Bynes. This has been said on the pod many times. So she's been posting lots. She's posted lots such as explaining, you know, why she doesn't look good in paparazzi photos. And it's because of the lighting. It's very harsh. Yep. She also started. Yeah, listen, you and me both, girl. Thank God the paparazzi's not taking pictures of me. And like she started a podcast. Mm-hmm. And the first episode did very well.
Yes. Look, everyone has a podcast these days. So I'm in support. If Amanda Bynes decides that was her new passion, I'd be in support of the podcast.
If I can have a podcast, she deserves to have a podcast.
She should have three even.
She should have so much more. She should have 10. But okay, so this is what's weird. So she did her first episode of the podcast and it did really well. And then it's been a lot of back and forth. Like she was putting it on pause at one point because she couldn't get A-list guests. And then I was like, no, yeah. The pause is canceled.
It's happening. Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the thing. The whole story with the whole podcast stuff, she came out on like Instagram Reels that she... Now I'm not even clear. Is she dating the guy? Is she like rooming with him? Are they friends? But she like has an association with this man and talked about how he was going to be the guest on her first podcast. And correct me if I'm wrong at any point, but so I believe that did follow through and he was going to be the first guest. Now, once it was posted and she was posting about how well it had gone, someone else had posted it in TikTok in response being like, I know this man and many allegations thereafter that he was dangerous and they were very worried about her being with him. And we can get on to the other allegations off air, but they were scary. But so then basically Amanda had been like turning off all the comments and never mind, I'm not doing the podcast anymore. And like everyone should leave him alone. And everything I said about him in the past was untrue. So it has been very back and forth with Amanda, unfortunately. And I hope that should she decide to do the podcast or not, she is safe and not near any scary people.
I would deeply love for that to be true. But yeah, the podcast was literally called Amanda Bynes and Paul Siminski podcast.
Yeah.
Like it was meant to be her and him all the time. So then it would like, so there's all of that looming. And then she's like, oh, I can't get A-list guests. We're going on pause. That's like, oh, actually we're going to record on Friday. And then the last update we get is that she has decided she wants to train and become a manicurist and she's not going to have a podcast anymore, even though the first episode did really well.
All right. You know what? If this is the career path that like makes her happy, I'm all for it. But the back and forth is what like still makes me very nervous for her. And again, when she pops up, it is usually concerning. Whereas like out of sight, I am hoping that she is doing a little better. So,
yes, 100%. I just can't imagine if I went into a salon to get my nails done and Amanda Bynes like, hey, girl, I'm going to do your nails. I would die.
Yeah. What a surprise that would be.
I would be like, what was it like to work with Colin Firth? Tell me everything.
That's the first question we have.
Well, you can't ask her about She's the Man because that did like so much damage to her.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to. I don't know that I have a better question. I was just curious.
I think that's the first question I'd ask.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, I approve.
What a girl wants is so good.
I'm just like, what are you up to? How are we doing? Tell me everything.
Well, I mean, yeah, I just would want her to talk and I would just listen to whatever she wanted to tell me. But if I had to prompt the conversation, I'd ask about Colin Firth.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Damn. So stay tuned for any more Amanda Bynes social media posts.
I am firmly staying tuned. I can promise you that.
Listen, I can't look away. So I just hope she's doing well. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so I know this is one that you don't know as much about, Scally, but we owe it to our audience to give the updates on the TJ Holmes and Amy Robach situation.
See, I have followed, you know, closely for the most part. I just didn't know that there was an update. I will say, you know, in holiday viewings, you often just end up watching whatever. Me and my mom were watching Flea Market Flip. All of a sudden, Amy Robach and her now ex-husband pop up as some of the contestants. So she's top of mind for me right now.
Wow. Amazing. So obviously, we covered this all in earlier, and I guess in 2022, possibly late 2022, early 2023, I think, where TJ Holmes and Amy Robach left their spouses for each other. And lost their Good Morning America bag. The first update is, as their divorces were finalized, their spouses announced that they're now dating. Did you know this? Okay.
I did know this. What do you think of this move?
I mean, I don't think their spouses are like public figures. So I don't think that there's any like benefit to them to do this for no reason.
Let me take a look. I believe that he is a public figure, her ex-husband. Oh, to my knowledge, I believe he was
Andrew Shue.
Let me take a look.
Oh man.
Yeah, he is an actor. I believe he was a soccer player, to my knowledge. I'm trying to go on Wikipedia. He was on Melrose Place.
I listen, I could see this man on the street and I wouldn't know a thing.
Well, the thing is that he was pretty famous, but
yeah, I feel like he has not been famous.
Yes, exactly.
In a while. So okay, you know what, good for him. If this is gonna get him PR and maybe he'll get a role in like a Netflix movie or something, then all the more power to him. But I just love how they are talking about how they bonded over being cheated on by their spouses. And that's how they fell in love. Meanwhile, TJ and Amy bonded over running a marathon, and that's how they fell in love, which I think I would rather get cheated on than run a marathon.
Up for debate, but yeah, I think that might be fair for a lot of people.
But what's great is like TJ and Amy are also like, oh no, we never cheated. Meanwhile, his ex-wife like had the private investigator following him, so it's really murky over there. So it's I don't get it.
I've seen a lot of takes on the exes of, you know, the two newscasters now dating, ranging from like, it's petty and I love it, to it's pathetic and like a weird look. I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle, where at first I was like, it's petty. And now I'm just like, I hope that it is more than just like, we're going to get back at them.
I think that this is probably something that just happens a lot in relationships with infidelity. I feel like people bond over that.
That is fair. Look, if they genuinely fall in love and it gets under the other two's skin, very funny.
If this ultimately ends up being just like a straightforward wife swap situation, that's wild.
If everyone comes out happier, who am I to condemn?
Who are we to judge? But yeah, and so then, so I didn't know this. That TJ Holmes and Amy Robach have a podcast now?
Who doesn't?
Exactly. Everyone has one. And they, I guess, talk about their relationship on this podcast. Honestly, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. They call it the Amy and TJ podcast.
Okay. I'm going to not listen to it, but I congratulate you.
I mean, it depends. I have some stuff in my feed I'd rather listen to first. But so... TJ is talking about how he gets in disagreements with Amy. And he says, oh, I'm really bad about this. I don't scream. I don't yell. I don't name call. I just check out. I don't like, I don't need you to say I'm sorry. I don't need you to help me. I just have to work through it. And so I just try to get through it on my own, basically, is how he lives his life.
Mm.
And then he also says he gets mad if someone says, like, I'm sorry, like a day later. Because he wants you to apologize in the moment.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a happy middle ground where it's not just reactionary, but gives you time to process, but like also doesn't take a full 24 hours every time.
He says, we have in the moment, we have a chance to go this way or that way. And if you go that way, I'm out. I'm done. I'm checked out for the day. And then Amy Robach's like, yeah, it's like 2 days at least. I would rather him just yell at me, but he'll freeze me out for 2 days.
Sounds like it's going great. Everything. Wow. What if the exes become the happier relationship of the two?
How could they not be when this is how they talk? Like, this is what they're publicly presenting about their relationship. Yeah.
There's so much pressure on them to work it out, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, you lose your spouses, your careers, like, and everything else on top of that. Like, you better make this worth it.
You're right. There is a lot of pressure on them to make it work, which is why you'd think they wouldn't say such dumbass shit about their relationship.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, they need to make headlines. This podcast needs a little bit of promo, I'm sure. I'm wondering how many reviews
here? Okay, let's go to chartable.com.
Please.
It was called the Amy and TJ podcast, right?
Of course it is. I know, I'm going to look back on just Apple Podcasts to see how many reviews they have. How are they doing? Let's see. It's an iHeartRadio podcast. They do have, wow, over 2,000 ratings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's right? Because they are marketed perfectly to like middle-aged women.
You know, lots of 5 stars, also a fair number of 1 stars. So still controversial.
I can't even find it on Chartable.
Well, I'm sure it's there, but maybe it's like T period J period and that's messing it up, but just Amy and TJ. you know, they've been releasing episodes, it seems, since December. So you have a good little binge there ahead of you.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not. Okay, so wait, when you look them up on Chartable, it says this podcast has 53 ratings, but it's a 5-star rating.
Huh. Well, on Apple Podcasts, it says almost 2,100 reviews.
I think that there's some funny business happening.
You think they're buying reviews?
I don't think they're buying reviews, but I think there's something wrong. I love this 1-star review. 1-star. Title, cheater. Caption, cheater.
Yeah, I figured there's a good amount of those probably getting added on there.
Oh man, self-loathing, 1-star. Could these two be any more self-loathing? I always liked Amy, but when the scandal was revealed, which was quite apparent on air for some time, I just can't continue to cheer her on.
Ooh. Yeah.
Both twice married says a lot about who they are in relationships. What?
Oh my God.
I find their podcast as inappropriate and useless as their relationship. I gave it a chance, but I can only listen to them poor me and justify their adultery for so long. And iHeart, increasing the podcast to 2 times a week, no one is going to listen after episode 3.
That is the thing. I could see this falling off very hard.
I don't know. They get the mom vote, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. We will see.
I'll listen. I just want to hear what happens with their exes. Ooh, more so.
Not 1-star. Disappointed. I was really hoping this podcast would give me pointers on how to cheat on my spouse. So, not ideal.
That is so unserious.
There is a lot back and forth. I'm scrolling through it. Literally, it's like 5 stars, 5 stars, 1-star, 2-star, 5 stars, 3 stars, 1-star. Like, it is. There's a spread here.
Listen, some people are loving it. And some people are really not loving it.
Yeah, even some that aren't just like mad at what they did or being like, this is boring. Like, I'm not interested. So, you know, there's a range of reviews. I would say you got to check it out for yourself to really know if it's for you.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to listen to this podcast, but if one of the messengers wants to listen for me and send me the updates, that would actually be preferable.
Please. We need to know what's going on.
I beg. Do you want to talk about your fave and mine, Robert Pattinson?
Literally always.
So he was on the cover of, is it Oda or Oda?
You know better.
A magazine. I've never heard of before, but in the cover photo, he's got nails on that have his own face on them, including a little Edward Cullen.
Oh, yes. His own face being Edward Cullen's face, him in Twilight. Now,
well, one of them is him in Twilight. They're all different, like, phases of his face. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is so wild, though, because he has famously distanced himself from the movie. So the fact that he is now acknowledging it is very newsworthy.
It is. He hated Twilight so much with, you know, fair reason, but also stop. I love it, you know?
Yeah, please. I needed a comfort movie on the plane when I didn't have enough time to finish something. I immediately threw Twilight on the flight there and the flight back. So,
and I was what ready. About it?
I would watch it again right now. So, no, I'm very happy. Look at him acknowledging. I think that, like, with some distance and also like an established career, I think he was probably very worried about being completely pigeonholed into that role. And I think that he is well established enough that he can look back on it with some fond memories, hopefully.
Yes. And so the nails were created by Lori Ellen Howe, who is a former Baby Nails on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And each nail is a different portrait of Robert Pattinson. And so I just think it's really funny that the pinky nail, which is the most prominent on the cover, is the Twilight one.
This was planned. I mean, this is a pose in which, like, you knew what you're showing off here. The nails were specifically put on for this pose. The pose was to show off the nails, and Twilight was put on the pinky on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is a hilarious photo.
Yes.
Just looking at it, like what? His head is at a strange angle. His arm is, it's just very bizarre. I would highly recommend people to look up this cover. Honestly, we might make it the cover for this podcast.
I think that you and Sasha should both pose in similar poses and make it some promotional material.
Oh my God. Well, we'll have to talk to Sasha about that.
I'm doing the pose right now and it does not feel natural. I will say that much.
No, it doesn't feel right. Like I'm trying to do it and I can't get my head at the same angle as what he has.
I think you got it. I really want to see this Miss Magnets promotional now.
Oh Lord. Well, I'm talk to committing Sasha about it.
Everyone needs to leave 5-star reviews asking for this promotional. Thank you.
Yeah, we're not doing it without a bunch of 5-star ratings and reviews. That's for damn sure. It's a funny picture. It's a really
it's so
funny
good.
Picture.
It's my favorite.
I love it. I love it so much. So the other update, like basically the only other thing going on with Robert Pattinson right now is obviously Suki Waterhouse is pregnant. They're together. They're happy, seemingly. Skelly, did you know that there are still people shipping Rob and Kristen Stewart?
No.
And not only shipping them, like they're called late stage Robstens, and they like think like the Suki Waterhouse thing is fake and that he's really still with Kristen.
I don't ever want to meet these people.
I wanted to tell you about this social media post that I saw, because basically this random ass Twitter account posted a picture of Kristen Stewart being like, look at this all natural beauty, like her beautiful nose or something weird like that. And then like within the next couple of days, Suki Waterhouse posted a selfie, which is an unrelated event. But to this person, they were like, wow, look, she had to post a photo of her nose, even though she has a nose job, because she's so jealous of Kristen's natural nose after I made this post. And it's like, they're so delusional. Like this person genuinely thinks their random posting of a picture of Kristen Stewart would impact Suki Waterhouse whatsoever.
The internet's an interesting place. Let's say that much.
People are not well. Lots of like online shippers, there are still late stage Kaylers who think that Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss are still together and like raising her baby.
Yeah. I hate them for many reasons.
Yeah. Like there's a lot. Which yeah, also like I Taylor and Karlie never confirmed. So
no, no. In fact, argued against. So there we go.
Well, there's a lot of evidence, Scally, but I don't think they're still together.
Yeah, I'm going to fight that one. So.
But it's just like these people, these shippers online are just out of control.
Yeah, very much so.
Like, I just can't imagine seeing a couple happy together about to have a baby and being like, it's not real. And like I can get it being like, oh, it's I think that they have a PR relationship, whatever, but that's not what these people are saying. They're like, no, he's really with someone else.
Yeah, because this would be worse PR.
It would be so much worse.
Not that like it's bad PR, but like imagine the alternative.
Oh, 100%.
That is the real story.
It's so ridiculous. People are insane. I would like to see Suki wearing the nail decals with Rob's face on them.
Yes, I agree. I think it would probably come off like a little more cringe. But I think that probably everyone should wear Edward Cullen nails and the world would be a better place.
Oh man, I just got my nails done today and I didn't even get Robert Pattinson put on them.
Well, now you know for next time.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'll bring that in as a picture. It would cost probably $400 at least.
I'm sure you could get like a little print on that they can cover with some clear polish.
Yeah, it sounds like you've thought about this a lot more than me. So maybe you'll be the one to get the nails.
Look, if you need me to jump in on the promo material, we can talk about it.
I think that's something that we can figure out, and I think that people should be leaving 5-star reviews if they want a picture of Scally with the nail decal.
It's you two first, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see about that. Scally, did you see about this new Tinder membership?
Unfortunately, I did.
So Tinder has started a new plan, a monthly plan. You've always been able to pay for Tinder. I think Tinder Gold is what, like $10 a month?
I wouldn't know, but something like that.
I would never, like, it's somewhere around that range. I would truly, at no point would I have paid money to Tinder for any reason. However, they're doing it.
And there are people that pay for regular Tinder or whatever. I'm fine with that. This new plan, I'm not fine with.
So this is a premium plan. It's invite only. It's called Tinder Select.
Yes.
You can message people who have not matched with you. The most sought after users will see your profile guaranteed.
Oh.
Less than 1% of users that they consider extremely active will be offered this option. And applications will open on a rolling basis.
I wonder how they decided that the extremely active users were the ones who were in need of this.
And by the way, it costs $499 a month.
Look, if you have $499 a month that you're looking to burn, my Venmo is open. Like, I have better uses for this money, I can guarantee you.
Yeah, I think I literally tweeted out, like, if you have $499 a month to give to Tinder, you should simply give it to me instead.
It is wild. Wild.
I do like that in order to get it, you have to have a verified photo, a biography, 5 interests, 4 pictures, and details about the relationship you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, the bar's in hell, but there's a bar. Like, it's there.
I like how you also can hide your select badge so people won't know you're paying for it. Like on Twitter, how you can hide your check mark. But it's like, well, if someone messages me that I never matched with, I think I'm going to put it together.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me is like, do I remember every single person I swiped on?
True. I feel like you remember the ones you matched with because you would go look to be like, am I going to message them or not?
I mean, I still would just be like, oh, this was an accident. Like,
well, yeah, a majority of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, right. You know, I think I would remember it, and they're just like, hold that same reaction either way. Like, oh, this person, you know, wants X, Y, and Z out of life. And I don't want that. So I would have swiped left anyway. So I'm just going to delete the message.
That's true. So. I don't know. What a waste of money.
Yes. I'm so curious, though. Look, I don't want this to exist. I hate that it exists. I think it's bad on many levels. I want to know the data. How many people sign up? How long do they keep it? Like, how successful is it? I want to know all of those things now that it does exist, though.
Yes.
Like, I deserve the data.
If we don't get the data, there's something wrong in the world.
I mean, the thing is that Tinder is not going to be like, thousands of users signed up and they never got a message back. But, like, I want to know that.
Like, yes. I want to know, like, if anyone is receiving, you know, messages.
Ooh, yes.
From people that, you know, are from this. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, part of me is like, what, am I going to be offended if I don't get a message now?
Ooh, well, maybe.
Right? Like, oh, now I need people to spend. If you're not spending $599 a month to talk to me, do I have to be offended now?
I mean, if you're not willing to pay that much money to talk to me, like, are you even worth being in my life?
New questions on Tinder. The meta's changed, guys. I'm sorry. But no, don't.
Not new meta. Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Yeah, just simply don't. Don't waste your money in this way. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Just like, look, if you have that much money to drop, like, drop it on the date and press them there, not on Tinder.
Literally.
That is where, you know, and that should not be what everyone is, you know, everyone should be like going for the big expensive first date, but like, you're already willing to drop it for pretty bad reasons. So you may as well do it elsewhere where they've already expressed some interest, then spend the money.
Honestly, like getting taken on a $499 date would probably feel a lot better than knowing someone paid $499 to message me.
Oh, it hits much different. It hits so different.
Okay, speaking from experience.
The plan just rolled out, Kirsten. I wouldn't know.
Maybe you had a $500 date before. I don't know.
Who knows? I'll leave that mystery.
Okay. Fair enough. Speaking of, like, I feel like this has been a very relationship-y heavy episode, but did you see the photos drop of Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater in their little hard launch?
Did. And it's so funny because I just feel like they've been so in the conversation for so long at this point that I had forgotten that they had not stepped out together. So I feel like they let everything die down a little bit. And I think that was the right move because I feel like people are much more ready to accept this.
I'm honestly more accepting of the relationship than the color of Ariana's eyebrows right now. Like,
oh no.
It's because like bleached eyebrows, I feel like only work for maybe 1% of the population. And shockingly, I don't think she's in that 1%.
I'm sure Pape said that she stuns. I'm sure that she's doing great.
I mean, I'm alone in this. I just think that she looks very beige right now.
It's a monochromatic look for sure.
It's low contrast.
Yes. That's in though.
I don't know. It doesn't work. On some people, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
On her, I mean, look, it just doesn't work for me. But she will choose a new face soon, I'm sure.
I'm not going to be bleaching my eyebrows anytime soon, but she's free to do as she wishes. If she wants to change them tomorrow, she has the means to do so.
Yeah, 100%. Do you think that they are going to, like, how long do you think they're going to date? When do you think they'll get engaged?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the Ariana and Ethan podcast to start soon. so who knows? I think that this is going to last. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to last for some time. Even if they were to start calling it off, I think that the movie might be like, oh, can you like it last a little bit longer? Like the premiere is coming up soon. But yeah, I think it's going to, again, you've already invested a good amount into it. I think you want to get your investment's worth.
Very true. That's like the Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney stuff where they kind of got all of that hype during their press tour, but then it had totally died down. And so they started doing reshoots of the movie like 3 weeks before it came out.
Yep.
Okay. So maybe it'll be something like that.
That's the thing. Like you got to time the promo. And so I think that as long as they like draw this out for quite some time, I mean, they just made their first appearance. There are many other firsts they can do to keep this in the headlines.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. You're always right.
Do you think it's going to be lasting? What do you think?
I mean, Ariana seems to just get engaged. Like, I think she really, I think she jumps into serious relationships.
Yes.
And maybe that will change since she's now like a divorcee. Maybe it'll mean something different to her. I have no idea. But I feel like it's going to be really, really serious. And then it will just end one day.
I mean, yeah. That's
like some random Tuesday.
That seems to be the pattern. So I wouldn't be super surprised.
Which, like, and that's like, she's a young girl. Well, she's a young woman. She can do what sure. she wants.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm not criticizing. I just think that that will probably be the case.
Yeah. Like, but who are we to judge?
No, please. I wish.
Not I wish. Oh, no. I just thought that the photos were a little lackluster to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I don't know. Okay. A lot of people realizing once again, though, that he looks a little bit like Ariana's brother.
I've heard the comparison, and we have gotten a recent, TV appearance by one Frankie Grande. So, and I would say it's not inaccurate.
Yeah, like they're not twins, but they're not, you know, not.
They're not not. Yeah. The comparison's there.
Absolutely. Okay. Are you ready for an anonymous?
I'm always ready for an anonymous.
Okay. So this one is a little messy.
Love as messy.
As we love on Mess Magnets here.
Okay.
So this just happened. Like, this is a new mess.
Okay.
So our messenger says, my brother is mess.
Ooh.
And his most recent mess is that his wife is apparently cheating on him.
Oh my God.
So our messenger's brother decided that on being cheated on by his wife, he should post screenshots of her sexting with another guy onto his Instagram stories.
Oh, I want to know the content. Do we have the copy of these Instagram stories?
We don't have them, I wish. And so
that's messy.
Our messenger says, though, it's impossible to actually tell if he posted them to expose her or if maybe she had his phone, found the conversations, and posted them to expose him cheating on her.
Ooh, an Uno reverse card may have been played.
It could have been a reverse, which I feel like you'd be able to tell by the messages who was sexting, but I don't know. I don't have them. So our messenger sister saw them, texted our messenger and said, can you tell him to take them down?
Valid.
Our messenger said, why do I have to be the one? And her sister said, you're the most savage.
Okay.
So our messenger called him multiple times and he ignored the calls. So she texted him. She said, take those screenshots off your Instagram story. Granny follows you.
Not grandma getting pulled into the sexting.
Granny's getting involved now.
That's unfortunate.
Her brother says, thanks for the concerns. I'm glad to see your priorities. Thumbs up emoji, thumbs up emoji.
I think more people should make their grandmother the priority, in fact, in life. So
yeah, I agree. Then our messenger says, if you need to talk about something that's going on, call or text me directly. There's no way to tell if you posted them to expose someone else or if someone has your phone. And
here's the thing.
Yes.
Maybe he already blocked Granny from seeing his Instagram stories. That's an option. So he could be proactive.
Not blocking Granny. At least he could. Then he could say, Granny can't see them. It's fine.
Exactly.
But then he goes, well, the fact that my wife has been cheating on me. No, thanks. I don't need a lecture on how my grandmother sees it. What? So at this point, our messenger disengaged. He was clearly not thinking clearly. And they're pretty sure that trying to stop him from making a fool of himself has earned them the silent treatment for at least a year. So I would love to get the update from our messenger on when their brother starts talking to them again.
A year?
Well, it seems to be that that's how this messy brother operates.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if your brother just gave you the silent treatment for a full year?
No. I am a very needy person with communication. I can't take the silent treatment for a day.
Yeah, you're giving me the silent treatment, not on my watch.
Yeah. If you don't text me for a day, do they hate me? Do they forget I exist? What's going on?
Literally. This actually reminded me of a situation where I have many cousins, so by saying this, it does not expose who they are.
Okay.
But they one day, just out of the blue, posted like a really long Facebook post about how they had cheated on their spouse and were going to be a better person, and they were posting this so that everybody knows how bad they are and how they're going to be better now.
I know this is a thing sometimes where people are like, you have to post it publicly. So like, basically everyone will be on my side. I don't know. I don't think that would be me. Like, it comes off like a kink.
Right? Like, it's like, I'm not engaging with that. It is clearly a kink.
Everyone shame me. Like, please stop.
Like, what do you say to that? Like, what are you supposed to say to someone who's like, I'm a real piece of shit. Everybody needs to know. Like, okay, cool.
All right. Thanks for letting us know.
I chose to ignore it.
Yeah, I think that was the correct decision.
a lot of people chose to congratulate him on taking accountability.
Congratulations, like, okay, on cheating.
Like, yeah, let's give you a bunch of serotonin because you cheated.
Okay. Yeah, the flawed plan.
Yeah, it was messy, messy. But that's okay. I don't even know what to tell our messenger to say to, like, it sounds like your brother's in a rough way.
Yeah, let it calm down a little. Look, Instagram stories last a day. Like, they'll come down. I don't think he's going to be reposting, right? So,
oh my God, imagine if he started reposting every day.
Just every single day.
Just put it on the grid at that point.
Maybe he saved content. So it's like, another drop coming tomorrow, 12 p.m., be ready.
Like, he's got a highlight on his Instagram called My Cheating Wife.
I'm not kidding. I would be glued to the Instagram stories.
Oh my
I turn
God.
On post notifications.
Nothing could tear me away.
I'd be like, can you send me the spoilers, please?
Like, tell me, please, what will happen next? What's the update?
We're good people, right?
Honestly, if I could tell the brother anything, it would be to make a story highlight called My Cheating Wife.
Oh no. I don't know. How do you even reach out about this? I think that, look, like we said, they're going to expire. I think that you just check in on him and, like, keep it moving, because I'm hoping that he doesn't post, like, that same exact content. And then maybe, like, when his phone is just around, you block a couple people from his Instagram stories that you don't want to see it.
Yeah, I think honestly, in like 3 to 5 business days, just text him about something unrelated and pretend this never happened.
Exactly. We don't deal with things. We move past them.
I mean, like, I just don't think, like, how are you going to fix this? Your brother has horrible priorities and is also going through a personal tragedy. They, like, so bad that they don't even care about their grandma right now. This is like not your circus, not your monkeys.
You recruit grandma. Grandma reaches out and is like, I saw your Instagram stories. And
what
go from
was
there.
That?
I think that's the move.
Not involve the granny. Oh my God. That's diabolical.
I mean, I don't want to get granny the silent treatment for a year. So that is the other.
Who's giving their granny the silent treatment?
I don't know. I think there's probably some people.
Oh my God. If this person is giving granny the silent treatment, there's no help for him. It's over.
Look, it is a tough position. I feel for him, but yeah, the silent treatment for a year. Again, I think you reach out, you act like nothing happened, because you're unfortunately not going to be able to solve this for him. And he does not seem like he wants any advice either. So 100%. We move on.
We move. Well, I guess that's it. We did it.
That is it. Oh my God. Look at us. I feel like there was a theme here in this episode, mostly to do with relationships ending.
Yeah. It's all infidelity.
Quite a bit. You know, there was the Tinder where relationships were even ending before they started. So you never know.
You never know. Love it. Scally, it was such a treat to have you on. Thank you so much for subbing in for Sasha.
Oh, please. Thank you for having me. I always love and checking in with the messengers. It's so fun. And I can't wait for whenever our next time ends up being.
Yes. And it's been, you know, several weeks since we talked about Love Island. So I needed to have some Scally Kirsten podcast time.
It's true. We were overdue.
100%. The reindeer games doesn't count, I guess.
You brought it up.
Well, I mean, it did happen. So, Scally, if the messengers want to hear more from you in the meantime, where can they find you?
Ooh, people can find me over on the Free Agents podcast with Matt Ligori, talking about this season of The Challenge and soon to be The Traitors U.S. S season 2. We are actually going to be drafting the cast along with Puya and Lavina, talking about them and previewing it. So that should be a ton of fun. So go check out the Free Agents podcast. People also should check out, I was able to guest on the Bitter Jurors podcast talking about the Survivor finale. So a lot of fun there as well. And then anything else I'm doing will be on Twitter at @Brian_Scally and Twitch at twitch.tv/bscally.
Amazing. And if you want to hear more from me, I don't have anything else happening right now. So go listen to the Hot Dummies on Islands feed until it comes back. And follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can go follow Sasha everywhere at funsize_04, where you can get the updates on her travels. And she has a ton of podcasts here on the Reality TV Wrap Ups feed, as well as over on Post Show Recaps. Please give this show a 5-star rating and review. Share, tell a friend to tell a friend. It really helps to get more eyes on the podcast, or I guess more ears. And we will be back next year with more mess magnets. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.